With this KLEM Sports Update for this Thursday, November 14th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Verstag. Well, yesterday at the Unidome in Cedar Falls, the Rems and St. Mary's football team made their return trip in style, defeating the defending Class 8 player state champion Bishop Garrigan 22-20 in the semifinal round. And of course, Class 8 player is pretty well known for its high-scoring games that can get out of hand quickly, but this was not one of those. The first drives for both teams ended in scores, but those would be the only scores of the first half. Rems and St. Mary's head coach Tim Osterman says the key was to keep Garrigan's possessions down to limit their scoring chances.
Some of it's just you're trying to limit their possessions. You're just trying to prevent big plays. And again, they have so many big pieces that you have to, we don't have much for depth. And so they can just kind of keep pounding away and pounding away and pounding away and pounding away. And so, again, our kids just have to stand up in that moment and just like, okay, one more play, one more play, one more play. That's that 1-0 mentality. And again, you just do enough, do enough little things that maybe you have an opportunity at the end. And we certainly did. And again, just really happy with what our defense could do today.
That style of game is a tough one to play, but it's one the Hawks had to play to have a chance to win. Rems and St. Mary's quarterback Landon Waldschmidt says games like these take toughness and sometimes a little luck.
It was a grind, both sides of the ball. We're limited on depth, so everybody was able to get out of there healthy, and we all grinded that game out, and a little luck helps a little bit. We just made plays. They're a heck of a team, and yeah, they give us a run for our money.
We'll be talking about that luck in just a moment, but the Hawk defense was able to rely on their front unit, and that helped keep the Golden Bears at bay. Colin Holman was a huge reason for that, leading the defense with 6.5 tackles and a tackle for loss. He says he was able to find some success with a great swim move to make plays.
I think for my swim move with my size, my length, my reach, I think that's a huge key to my success on the defensive line. And just staying low, firing off the ball quickly, and just doing the little things right.
And as the game progressed, things got more intense with the lead never growing bigger than one possession. The Hawks were able to have a lot of success moving the ball with Landon Waldschmidt, who totaled 99 yards rushing, 91 yards passing, and threw for 3 scores. Coach Osterman says he has a different game than some Hawk QBs in the past, but he's still an incredible athlete.
His game's a little bit different than like what you had with Cale Ortman and Blaine and Derek Shorg and Brady Harpenau. Like they were just, they could kind of dink and dunk, and they had good receivers that they could kind of do that. His game is, he's much more of a powerful runner, and so you have to apply a lot of different defensive schemes just to stop him. And so once you start getting man coverage, he has to trust those receivers are going to be in the right spot, and then he can throw and hit them. And he certainly did it. I was really excited with what he did, and he just stuck with it.
The Hawks ended up taking a 14-8 lead early in the third quarter, and Bishop Garrigan answered later with 2 straight scoring drives in the fourth quarter to give them their only lead of the game. The Hawks had to answer with 3.5 minutes left on the clock and 3 timeouts. Colin Holman says the offense was encouraged to take control of the game while they still had the means to.
Our coach told us we had the key to go get to the state championship on our game-winning drive, and it just boosted all of our confidence. We were all tired. We needed a boost of confidence, and I mean, that was just a well put together drive by the coaches, and it was nice. And Landon had a huge run in the air in the end and break it out, and then from right there we stalled a little bit and got what we wanted in the end.
Yeah, the Hawks got downfield with that great play from Landon Waldschmidt. It was a 34-yard run that got into Bishop Garrigan territory. After a few more plays, the Hawks got a crack at the end zone and capitalized with a deflected pass that ended in the hands of Brady Wirth to tie the game. It was one of Wirth's 2 touchdown receptions in the game after having just 1 touchdown reception all year prior to that. Landon Waldschmidt says it's nice to see him getting some praise for his play.
He's really stepped up these past few weeks. He's been there all year, though. He's been grinding all year. We might not see his name a ton, but he doesn't care about that. None of us care about that. We just want to go win. And the spotlight's been on him quite a bit lately, and it's good for him.
Coach Osterman says the tip play was initially intended to go to Colin Holman, but the deflection caused it to end up in Wirth's hands. He says in the end, he's just happy it worked out for his guys.
we liked the matchup that we were going to have in that role. Landon has an opportunity to run, or he has an opportunity to throw it to 6'6" on there. And there is a drag, but I think they had a really good push on the front side of that play. And so Landon kind of gets stopped, and he throws it off his back foot. Probably a poor decision. Probably could have just thrown it out of bounds, but he didn't. So he throws it up there. And again, in that scenario, in that window, just keep playing no matter what. And I think that's what you see from Brady Worth. He just gets his opportunity, gets his moment, and he's right there, and he makes the play.
Of course, Brady Worth ended up making the catch, but Landon Waldschmidt says he's fortunate to have many guys like Colin Holman be able to make a play for him no matter what that play is.
He's made a lot of plays for me this year, and I guess he kind of made another one a little bit. He tipped it, and you know, a little luck helps you quite a bit. But yeah, rolled out. I knew we had to try to make a play, and 55 tipped it, and Brady Worth came up with it, and I couldn't be more proud of him.
The Hawks then had to go for two, and Waldschmidt was able to find Keaton Harpenaugh on the go-ahead two-point try. Coach Osterman says that was a play they had worked on before, and they executed it well.
We've been practicing that one for a while, and so in that window of time, you're just like, okay, you have nothing to lose. They can't return it for a touchdown. The worst we can do is tie the ball game, and so let's just take our shot. There, you got man coverage. Let's just see if we can't get this wheel. We hit it. And it was a brilliant play call. It was an awesome play execution. So we're just happy to move on.
Remsen St. Mary's advances to their third championship game in 5 years with a 12-0 record. Coach Osterman says he hopes his guys can take advantage of an opportunity that few teams in the state get the chance to.
So much of it's just preparing and just being ready to go. You know, we're going to be one of two teams still playing football and eight-player football. I mean, so now you're down to whatever that percentage is in terms of the last kid. So we're really excited about the opportunity. These guys, again, lost in the state championship in baseball just one season before. So what have we learned from that scenario? Are we going to be the same team in that scenario, or what have we learned? And so, again, I'm really excited to see who they become here this week.
And next week will be the Class 8 Player State Championship. A week from today, they're going to take on Gladbrook Rhinebeck at 9:30 at the Unit Ohm in Cedar Falls. Of course, like we had the contest yesterday, we'll have the contest next week as the Hawks take on the Rebels. Our pregame coverage is scheduled to start at 9 o'clock on Thursday morning next week. Let's take a look at some of the statistical leaders for Remsen St. Mary's in the win. We mentioned Landon Waldschmidt, who runs the ball for 99 yards on 25 carries. He also throws 10 completed passes on 16 tries, 91 yards passing and 3 touchdowns. Brady Worth, 3 big catches with 29 yards and 2 scores. Colin Holman had 3 catches for 34 yards and a touchdown as well. On the defensive side of the ball, Colin Holman led the way, 6.5 tackles and a tackle for loss. Brady Worth also had a tackle for loss on defense. So did Cade Tenninger, Keaton Harpenaugh, and Brady Coink each had 6.5 tackles as Remsen St. Mary's secured the 22-20 win yesterday morning at the Unit Ohm in Cedar Falls to play in a Class 8 Player State Championship, where they again will take on Gladbrook Rhinebeck. The Rebels defeated Lennox yesterday as well by a score of 43-27. Lennox was the number one team in the state, Bishop Garrick the number two team in the state. Well, they got dethroned in their semifinals yesterday. So we take a look now at the sports schedule for today, where the class, the 11-player classes get going in semifinal play at the Unidome. Class A schedule, it'll be Madrid against West Hancock, then Tri-Center will take on St. Ansgar. In Class 4A, it's Lewis Central taking on Pella, and North Scott will match up with North Polk. Once those scores become final, you can view them on our website at KLEM1410.com. You can check that out on the Sports tab at the top of the homepage, and in the drop-down menu, click on Sports, Scores, and Results. You can also hear those interview clips with Tim Osterman, Landon Waldschmidt, and Colin Holman on our website as well, KLEM1410.com. We also encourage you to follow us on Twitter at KLEM Sports, and of course, tune into tomorrow's sports updates during the morning hours, where we will be previewing the Hinton Blackhawk football game with Dyke New Hartford in a state semifinal that we'll have coverage for tomorrow afternoon as well. Busy week of high school football, and it can be enjoyed right here on KLEM Radio. This has been your Thursday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.